resist her labor and send her far away. Her shackles are no match for God's relief. Children of the free, do not return to bondage. The captain of your soul took all the chains away. The sins that were against you are covered by his grace. As children of the free, your night is turned to day. Appearance may disguise the fallen mind, but listen to the message, still gendering to chains. Then thank God for the grace he let you find. Children of the free, do not return to bondage. The captain of your soul took all the chains away. The sins that were against you are covered by his grace. As children of the free, your night is turned to day. The miracle of miracles, by faith we can attain. Escape from Satan's prison house of sin. Once walled away and helpless, a destiny of death, till rescued by the one who lives again. Oh, children of the free, do not return to bondage. The captain of your soul took all the chains away.
Easter Sunday.
Fry.
Where are you?
Fry.
Fry Auditorium. Why don't we give a testimony to the world? How many children of the free there really are around this Los Angeles basin who listen to me and fill that place up? Clear up to the third balcony. April 7th, Shrine Auditorium. Every person in Los Angeles area that listens to me should make your plans to be there. If you're ever going to talk a friend into going, bring him to the Shrine. Sunday, April 7th. Sammy, I got a request for you. Go to the piano and sing "I Go to the Rock."
I go to the rock. run to that mountain, and that mountain stands by me. Oh, with its earth, its sinking sand. Oh, Jesus, I stand, need a shelter. Lord, I need a friend. Go to that rock. Where can I go? Life are raging. Where can I run to? Tell me, when the winds of sorrow blow, is the refuge? Oh, in the time of tribulation, I go to the rock. I know he's able. I run to that rock. I go to the rock, my salvation. Go to the stone, the bitterness reject.
You almost convinced me. That's where you're going to go. Almost convinced me. Try a little more convincing. Hit it one more time, that door.
I go to the rock, my salvation. Go to the stone, the builders rejected. I run to that mountain. Thank God that mountain, he stands by me. Lord, when this earth is sinking sand, oh, Jesus, I stand, need a shelter. Lord, I need a friend. I go to the
way to go. Now I'm going to ask you to do something. Ushers, get ready. We're going to take a second offering. I'm waiting for you to get ready, too. You say, what's it for? I'm going to tell you. My dad just turned 79. My mother will be turning 74. I'm 55. And they were married and lived 1 year before they got me. I don't know how they made it through that year. If there's anything wrong with me, it's because they didn't consult with me before they made me. That's always bothered me. It's one thing I had no part in. They just made me. I kicked around in there, hurrying to get out. And as Ed Masry says, came out the gate with a Bible in one hand, the Constitution in the other. I've been going ever since. They're a big help to this church. Mom and Dad, you know, I'm sure they were nervous this morning. When I called Dad this morning, he says, "Where are you?" They're always faithful to stand in the gap. I keep saying, if I'm going to live to be 120, why should they escape sooner? And they should be around a long time, but it's a fact of life. As you climb on in years, each year becomes more precious. And you can tune in on the fact that you always ask yourself, is this going to be the last year? One of the things that I keep in front of me is Stan Nethel. Now, Stan, how old are you now? 88. Now, get a camera on. That's it. Look at that handsome man with that beard. Ever since Stan grew that beard, he looks so sexy. I worry that Ethel's going to have a heart attack chasing him. See, on the surface, she fights it, but I'm a psychologist. You openly fight what you secretly love, and I, you know. He's got her so turned on, she may need an oxygen tent just following her around. I say to my mom and dad, I say, "Dad, you're just a kid alongside Stan, and I'm determined to keep Stan Nethel alive until all victories around here are won. And since we take on new challenges every week, but I'm going to celebrate with Mother and Dad a combined birthday dinner and party today. They're close together in their birth dates. It's 12th of March, isn't it, Mom? Yeah, what's today? I forgot going to 10th, yeah. So, you know, the birthday comes on either the Sunday before or the Sunday after, because everything culminates on Sunday here. And I'm taking Mom and Dad to birthday dinner today. We've never done this since we've been here. This is the 10th year. It's a good time to do it. It's been a tradition of this church before I came here to take Christmas and birthday offerings for the pastor. I don't need it because you always give most of what you give to me and my ministry anyway. I want to take an offering today for Mom and Dad. It's theirs. I want them to have a big blowout with it. It's an unsolicited gift. It's an unsolicited gift to say to Mom and Dad, we appreciate the way they stand in the gap and faithfully serve. I do not believe Dad should ever retire because he got the promise from God on a deathbed as he healed him out of a coma. Preach my word, I'll heal you. As long as he's opening this service and quoting the scripture, God's promise of health remains his to claim. Mother suffers a lot of pain. Dad didn't tell you last Sunday, and they worry the living daylights out of me. He slipped in the shower. And he was here last Sunday, and I went home, and he showed me his toe, black and blue, from one side to the other. I says, "Dad, that looks broken to me." And sure enough, when I made him go to Dr. Jacques, who's one of our faithful King's Houses, and an internationally known hip surgeon and bone specialist, he had cracked his big toe. But he was up here leading singing and going at it. Your love for Mom and Dad's obvious. Who else is going to take this offering? I love them more than you do. So we're going to take a love gift offering, birthday present to Mom and Dad. It's all theirs. Ushers, wherever you may be, if you're writing checks, just write it to W.T. or Inez Scott. And ushers, gather it up, and you know where to put it. You put it alongside the bag that's the Sunday morning offering, but this time it all goes to Mom and Dad. They can have the joy of counting it themselves. Don't go claiming any tax deduction on this, because you ain't going to get a receipt. This is a gift to Mom and Dad. Got that? You show love to my parents, and your kids may show it to you. Most likely will. Probably already do. Now, John's going to come and sing. You got to have faith. Mom got a little respite. Dad couldn't crawl, drag her up the stairs with a broken toe. But he's getting well. And with all this money to spend from this birthday offering. You say, "You're going to tell us how much it is?" Nope. It's their secret. I don't even want to know. Just go out and blow it. Have one big one. But Dad will be dragging Mom back up the stairs real soon. And for their birthday offering, I want these bones going to rise again.
Faint and feeble, my dear sister, when you're weak and worn, we're gonna wind up in the boneyard, just as sure as we were born. Now these old bodies, they're beaten broken. Tired and torn, they're gonna get a new creation. Comes that resurrection call. I know, in the Bible, these old bones are gonna rise again. These old bones are gonna rise again. These old bones are gonna rise again. Ezekiel says in the Bible, chapter 37, 10, these old bones are gonna wake up walking. These old bones are gonna rise again. Now this old world can toss and tumble. This old world can rock and roll. The sun might turn to ashes and its fury might unfold. And a star can fall from heaven and the moon can take a stroll. But the Lord, and believe me, He's the lover of my soul. I know, in the Bible, these old bones are gonna rise again. These old bones are gonna rise again. Again, Ezekiel says in the Bible, chapter 37, 10, these old bones are gonna wake up long. These old bones are gonna rise. Hey, hey, I know, in the Bible.
These old bones are gonna rise again. These old bones are gonna rise again. These old bones are gonna rise again. Ezekiel says in the Bible, chapter 37, 10, these old bones are gonna wake up on. These old bones are gonna rise again. In the Bible, these old bones are gonna rise again. These old bones are gonna rise. Yeah, these bones are gonna rise. Ezekiel says in the Bible, chapter 37:10, these old bones are gonna wake up. These old bones are gonna rise again.
Glenn, you know how to run a camera now. You had one night experience, and I noticed that camera's not manned over there. Is it working or not? Is it working? What do you mean it's not working? You mean it's not even on? Plumicon tube. Well, I better have Plumicon tubes in every camera by next Sunday, or I'll pull somebody's plume. Plumicon tube. You reckon we have one of those? Come over here, Tony. I want to sing a song for all of you. I want you to help me sing it. Somewhere. Now, if they aren't moving him around later, I know Rick will have a radio in his room. I've seen people pray people through a crisis and then quit praying. Satan never stops. I want us all to sing for Rick so we can hear it. One More Valley. Everybody. We're singing truth. Well, everybody's singing. You can sing it for yourself if you need it. When I'm tossed on life's sea and the waves they cover me and the dark clouds won't let the sun shine in, then a voice seems to say,
like to just tell the devil to go to hell. Don't let Satan see your fears. Learn to smile through all your tears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. You must be faithful.
Take your Bibles. If you got one like mine, then you can have one like mine. They have artificial leather, but the pages will be the same by stopping by Doc's Intelligence Center. Then I don't have to show you how to find what I'm preaching on. Just all you need is the page numbers. Daniel, page 958. If you got a Bible like mine. If you haven't, three-fifths of the way in. Daniel chapter 2. To you that are old-fashioned and think Daniel figured out the chapters and verses before he hung the words on them. Daniel chapter 2. Second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, otherwise known as Nebuchadnezzar. Dreams. A few weeks ago I was on this and didn't finish, remember? And most things I teach I finish. This is one I left dangling, and I can't allow that to be very long. So we're going to examine it further today. I'm tired of this. I've had it. Can't take it any longer. I'm going to put up with it any longer. are you guys going to sing Long Hair again? The world's worst trio. Now? Next Sunday. I mean, talent like they have needs practice. You know that song? I didn't think they did. They didn't know it the last time they sang it either. Now, if you haven't heard this, Unholy Trio, you know what I found out? None other than Jake Moody, pastor of First Baptist Church in Van Nuys, he sent me that song. And these guys must have got the tape. You didn't know where that tape came from, did you? Jess Moody. First Baptist Church, Van Nuys. I mean, we've really gone uptown. We're singing First Baptist Church, Van Nuys selections. That almost makes me want them to sing it today. When I found out what a holy temple this song had come from, I decided to take another look at it. Another listen at it. You all don't need to crowd my territory. Stand in front of the piano. I mean, I don't want to get any closer to you on this song than I have to. Why do you always bury the gems in pits of darkness? Jess Moody. I've been trying to figure out how to get even with Jess for that story he told on me here a few years ago. You remember? You weren't here. He was preaching here and he told... It was a good friend story. Jess is a good friend. And always has been. But, you know, I feel I slighted him. He called me and he said, "Did you get that song?" And I said, huh? And then he proceeded to tell me the words about long hair. I'm just trying to waste the time till they find it. They're trying to do a cop-out. Just do it, friends. Tell them what the words are. Now, wait a minute. Let's get to stage. Me, me, me.
Church one day to learn about the narrow way, but his hair was long and he couldn't be saved. The preacher looked at him through tears and said, "Your problem's on your ears. If your hair's too long, there's sin in your heart.
Saturday Night Live on TV. Huh? Huh? How many did? Go ahead and confess. This is the morning after. You got it now? You know where this song came from? Jess Moody, First Baptist Church, Van Nuys.
this song come from?
Yes,
yes, Moody. First Baptist Church, Van Nuys. I mean, I know class when I see it. Sing it again.
Young man came to church one day to learn about the narrow way, but his hair was long, and he couldn't be saved. The preacher looked at him through tears and said, "Your problem's on your ears. If your hair's too long, there's sin in your heart.
If your hair's too long,
there's sin in your heart. Fear and grit with a tangled mess upon your if your hair's too long, there's sin in your heart.
If your hair's too long,
there's sin in your
heart.
Can preach after that. It's a miracle. Absolute miracle. Oh God of all miracles, rescue this poor servant of thine. I don't know about Baptist music. I mean, if that's a sample, I'm going to get a soft spot in my heart for all Baptist preachers. Preach after that. Miracle. What were you doing on the high notes there, Dan? Do it again. I'm going to show you I can do it, make this miracle even harder. It's like Elijah said, pour some more water on.
A young man came to church one day to learn about the narrow way, but his hair was long, and he couldn't be saved.
If your hair's too long,
there's sin in your heart.
If your hair's too long,
there's sin in your heart. You'll live a life of fear and dread with a tangled mess upon your head. If your hair's too long, there's sin.
One more time.
If your hair's too long, there's sin in your heart. Cut today. You'll live a life of fear and dread with a tangled mess upon your head.
If your hair's too long,
there's sin in your heart.
the tango.